And it's that time when we normally catch up with Bess to find out what's happening in Cleve, but no more Bess, and in her place, good morning, Kelly, our new Cleve correspondent.
Hello, Keith. How are you going?
I am very well, thank you. What's happening on the vac swim front?
We have the vac swim, which is actually now holiday swim for the swimming pools. That's on December 13 to 17 at Dark Peak and Cleve, and you register there through the holiday swim website. But it is still vac swim for Arno Bay, and they have their lessons in the first week of January, and register there on the vac swim website.
And before we do get to January next year, we do have plenty happening on the Christmas front.
Yes, we do. We have the annual Cleve Christmas pageant happening on Friday, December 17. And that kicks off at 6 p.m. So if everybody wants to get their creative caps on and thinking about their floats and their Christmas light displays, you can contact Ange Harris at the Cleve Council for the entry forms, and we'll also pop some more information up on Facebook soon about that too.
And you've also got the Christmas carols.
We do have the Christmas carols at the Lions Park, and they're on the December 12 at 7 p.m.
And after that, not too far after that, in fact, a week after that, means it's New Year's Day, and that means all roads lead to Arno Bay.
They do, yes. Arno Bay will have their annual Arno Bay New Year's Day event on, obviously, January the 1st, and that usually kicks off at around 10 a.m, and that's always plenty of fun with lots of events and competitions. So check out their Facebook page for some more information too.
That is always a highlight for people who can make it on New Year's Day. Some people may not be in the best condition after New Year's Eve, but anybody who is, definitely get along to Arno Bay on New Year's Day. Thank you very much, Kelly, and we'll touch base again next month.
Okay, thanks very much, Keith.